You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And tonight we have a very unique program. This is a first for us. We are going to have a non-musical person on the program tonight. It's going to be interesting because we're going to tie it all together, and you'll see how we're going to do that. But let me introduce my guest first of all. He's known to a lot of people in Rhode Island because he's in the news a lot, but he's not usually in the arts section. He's usually in the sports section. His name is Mike Gwynn. He is the Vice President of Marketing of the Pawtucket Red Sox. Welcome, Mike.
Mike, glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. For the audience at home, they've already guessed this is going to be a little bit different show.
A baseball-oriented show, yeah.
A baseball show on Conducting Conversations, which you'll see how this all fits together. We have some good friends that we brought along with Mike called the Boston Pops, and so we'll be playing music from the Boston Pops about the Red Sox, but it's great to have an opportunity to let our listening audience know about the Pawtucket Red Sox and know a little bit about Mike. And first of all, Mike, tell us, how long have you been with the Pawtucket Red Sox?
Well, I have been with the Pawtucket Red Sox since 1991, and it's a great pleasure to be here. I mean, I couldn't think of a better match. What's more Americana than the Boston Pops?
Right.
Or quaint McCoy Stadium, the home of the Pawtucket Red Sox, and of course, a AAA affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. So we're happy to talk a little baseball as we approach opening day.
Right. Opening day is just about, 10 days away.
Yeah, it's April 8th, and we're looking forward to that. Have a lot of changes at the ballpark, so we're looking forward to unveiling that. And I think we're all looking forward to some good stretches of warm weather, the sound of the bat hitting the baseball. And great thing about baseball versus every other sport is that it's every night. You know, you go home after a relaxing day. You're looking for some relaxation after a hard day of work. There's always a baseball game on, which, and of course, as every game progresses, the weather gets a little bit better. So it's a great sport, but being a New Englander and anyone in New England knows that with baseball brings the warm weather. So it's a great match.
Now, being a New Englander, you mentioned that. Have you been New Englander all your life?
I have. I grew up in the Boston area. So I was so happy when you told me about the Boston Pops, because many a time I've driven by the hat shell spent a lot of time in there, love the Pops.
The music that we're going to listen to in the interludes between our conversation is going to be a Boston Pops album, a CD which is dedicated to the Red Sox, and we'll pretend it's the Pawtucket Red Sox I had in mind for tonight, and we'll have lots of great music from that. But in the meantime, you know, we talk about quaint McCoy Stadium. I think there's probably no better attraction in not only in Rhode Island, but perhaps in New England than McCoy Stadium. It's great.
I mean, you know, in these economic times, families are really looking for value. I mean, we're all looking for value. And when you look at what the Paw Sox offer at McCoy Stadium, it really is tremendous. When you think of free parking, the front row ticket is $11, and general admission tickets are $7 and $5. I mean, you know, you can't beat the price and the product in the field. I mean, over the last 6 or 7 years, we've had the likes of Dustin Pedroia, Kevin Youkilis, Jonathan Papelbon, John Lester, Jacoby Ellsbury, now Daniel Bard. Just great, great ball players. Mm-hmm. And you can come, and Ben Mondo, our owner, coined the phrase, where the dreams begin. And it really is a place where the dreams begin at many different levels. For the ball player who's trying to get to the Red Sox, for the youngster who hope someday maybe he'll be a big league ball player. Many times young boys and girls see their first professional game, not at Fenway, but at sure. McCoy Stadium.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll find out more about the Pawtucket Red Sox and about things going on there. But like any good baseball program, I think it was only befitting if we start off with the national anthem. So we'll have the Boston Pops playing that now and the chorus singing along with it. And you can sing along at home, but please stand as we listen. You can all be seated now as the national anthem comes to a close, and thanks to Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops for that rendition.
Keith did a very nice job on that.
He's a great guy. He's been on our show several times, by the way, so you're in the same seat. Isn't that nice?
Quite an honor.
There you go.
You
know, we talked a little bit about you being a New Englander, and there's this distant recollection in my head that I remember seeing you before I met you as a member of the Paw Sox organization. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, before I get to the Paw Sox, I was a sports reporter and anchor at WPRI, Channel 12 in Providence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would, as part of the job, you would cover all the local teams and the Boston teams and so forth. And in of all the teams that I covered, there was you know, the Paw Sox stood above and beyond any of the team, just in their presentation of the product, just the ownership, the leadership, Ben Mondor, Mike Tamboro, Lou Schweckheimer. So while I was here, I always thought, you know, I liked the television business and so forth, but I think it would be great to work for a team. And people who are sports reporters, you know, you're on one side, but you always are very curious, gee, what would it be like to be actually working for the team.
Sure, switch sides of the
and
desk.
I was very fortunate that that came about, and I can thank Ben and Mike and Lou, and it's been since 1991, I've been over there, and it's been a great experience. And I'll tell you, they say they look great from the outside, but from the inside, it's an even better organization. It really is. Ben's an amazing leader and amazing what he's done for the state of Rhode Island and the fans in this area, keeping the ticket prices so low, so affordable, the free parking, in a stadium that is just a joy to be in a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years back, my quartet had the opportunity to do a Ben testimonial that that we had. I believe it was at the Crown Plaza in Warwick.
Yes, yes.
And that was a great event. The place was packed and all kinds of tributes that night to a great guy, a great Rhode Island legend.
He's an amazing guy. He's
and he's over 50 now.
Yeah. Ben is 85.
Wow.
Going strong. An amazing man. You know, in all my work experiences, he's obviously the most incredible person I've ever met. Just amazing what he's done, the energy he has, the love he has for the fans, and for the state of Rhode Island. So it's been a real honor and a privilege to have been there the last 20 years.
All right. Well, let's touch briefly before we get to some more music about some of the improvements at the park, because I know I was there a few weeks ago talking to you, and I found out something very exciting about a new digital board.
Yeah, we have a new digital board. I mean, everyone now has their big screen TVs in their living room, but right. We want to make sure that they have
yours
that.
Is even bigger.
Yeah, we have a big one now. And so we're excited about that. We're going to unveil it at opening day, which is April 8th, Thursday night at 7 o'clock against Rochester in just about 10 days or so. And we think it's going to be a spectacular addition to the whole experience. It'll be one of the largest video boards in the country in minor league baseball, larger than the video board at Fenway Park, to give you a perspective.
Wow.
And it should be a lot of fun, and they're putting the finishing touches on it now. Be ready to go opening day, and we think it's just going to enhance the experience. Other things, we have cup holders now in every seat, so
there
that should
go.
Be fun. for those who hopefully buy a soda or hot dog, they're going to need some place to put it, and so mm-hmm. I think that really enhances it. A lot of painting in the off season. We also have obviously, our market is a lot of moms and dads and kids, and we realize that the kids come to the park, and some of these they can't sit for a full nine innings, but we want to make sure that they enjoy their experience. So we now are setting up which will be ready on opening day, kid zone, which will be inflatable, such as pitching machines, and to see how fast you throw the ball, and a couple inflatable. So I think that will be, bring a lot of enjoyment to a lot of kids and a lot of parents who are around the third inning looking for someplace to walk inside the stadium.
A great addition. All right, let's get to another piece of music, and then we come back. There's lots of things to talk about. We want to talk about the players. We want to talk about the season itself, so all of that will be coming up. But right now we're going to go to a piece by the Pops called The National Game March.
We'll be right back.
right? We're now in the mood after all that great music.
That was great. That was fantastic.
And I was saying to you off air, maybe we should have hot dogs in here to get the we should have the aroma and the taste and the whole feel.
Oh, the penis
of the
and
game.
The hot dog. Bring it on! I'll tell you, the warm weather, we love it.
Right. Now let's see. You know, there's so many things about the Paw Sox that we might want to get information out to the public about. We're obviously not going to talk about the entire schedule, but let's just give them a way to get more information.
Well, if fans would like to get information on schedule, special events, and other opportunities we have and events at the ballpark, the best way to go is pawsox.com, which is pawsox.com. It's a terrific website. A lot of things for kids to do this summer at the ballpark. And, of course, their schedules, you can purchase tickets through there. And also, you can purchase tickets and actually see where you're sitting. So
great.
It's an up-to-date website, very easy to maneuver, and we welcome everyone to go on and visit that anytime, and pawsox.com, and we'll hopefully have all the information you need.
Now, what about purchasing tickets in person? If they happen to be in Pawtucket, can they do that?
Yeah, the ticket office is open every day beginning at 9 o'clock. You can also call the Paw Sox at 401-724-7300, or again, go to the website, pawsox.com, click on buy tickets, very easy. You can actually select the section, where you want to sit. Do you want an aisle? Do you want in the middle? Do you want to be underneath the roof? Do you want to be on the first base, third base side? So, I mean, website, ticket purchasing, you can't get any better than that. And ours is easy to maneuver, and I think the fans will find it an easy way to buy tickets.
Right, and if they do happen to be in town, the gift shop is open all the time too, right?
Gift shop with everything Red Sox, Paw Sox, great place to go for a birthday present or just the special Red Sox fan in the family. I think you'll find just about everything you could want. And again, it's Paw Sox price, just like all the concession right. And tickets. It really is low priced, and you're going to have a few dollars in your pocket when you leave the gift shop.
Excellent. All right, we're going to listen to some more Boston Pops music right now, and this is the theme from that great baseball movie starring Robert Redford, The Natural. After that, we'll take a short break and return with more of Mike Gwynn and the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversation. We are here this evening sitting with Mike Gwynn, who is the Vice President of Marketing for the Pawtucket Red Sox. We're listening to some great Boston Pops music, and we'll continue to do that through the evening, and also get a lot of insight as to what's going on at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket. And I'd have to say, tell everybody, Mike, that if they haven't been to McCoy in a while, it is really a treat. I know you mentioned the ticket prices earlier, but when you were doing that, I was thinking to myself, I went to the movies the other night, and I spent more money than that at a movie, never mind a live professional baseball game.
And it's great, you know, we have a lot of terrific sporting franchises in this area. They play indoors, that's the nature of their sport. But really, when you play outdoors at a place in McCoy Stadium, a beautiful spring night or spring afternoon in the summer, a Sunday in July or a nice cool evening in August, there's no better place to be in Rhode Island than at McCoy Stadium. And that sunset over left field is absolutely spectacular. I call it a Malibu sunset. It really is, you know, by about the third inning, it turns purple, then it turns gold. It just is in the field, our groundskeeper, Matt McKinnon, does a fabulous job in the field. So you walk in, the greens of the grass, the colorful billboards, you know, the beautiful sunset and left, and seats that are wide, comfortable now with cup holders, and you haven't spent that much money for your tickets. I mean, it's amazing a family of four could buy for husband, wife, and two kids. I mean, you're talking about $24. It's just an amazing value.
It is amazing. It's a wonderful treat, and like you say, the natural scenery of just sitting up in the stands and watching that sunset, it's great. And you do a lot of community things, too. I know that I mentioned earlier that my quartet has had the privilege of singing the national anthem on many occasions at McCoy Stadium, and we'll be doing it again, by the way.
And I would have to say that not just because you're sitting here, Mike, but that is absolutely as Americana as you can get when you get a barbershop quartet to sing the national anthem at McCoy in a beautiful summer night. It's just spectacular, and you folks have done a great job. The fans just appreciate that, and it's all about that Paw Sox experience, and you folks add a lot to it.
Well, I think they've always been extremely accepting, and we're very grateful for that, and we enjoy it. And I know that we've last several years now, we've done the Memorial Day big weekend where you have extra things at no cost.
Well, it's great. We have some terrific events this year. I mean, have a lot of great giveaways. I mean, if you like to bring your youngster to a ball game, you're going to get a great ball game, but many nights we're going to have a team jersey, or you might get a baseball, or you might get a bat. So there's some terrific events that people can see on pawsox.com. Also have a number of fireworks shows, the first one being April 30th, that we have some great fireworks that are blended in with music, and it's just very patriotic and really just gives you chills when you leave that stadium with the fireworks.
That, for example, on the night that we're going to be singing, which is May 30th, the Memorial Day weekend, that we do the national anthem. Then we do, in the seventh inning, we do God Bless America. And then at the end of the program, America the Beautiful. And as we finish, what a great feeling. As we finish, the chord is ringing, the lights go down, and the fireworks go off. It's amazing.
Oh, it's fabulous. And then we have, you mentioned the community. I mean, it's very important for us to get families out there and try to give them some great value. We have four Sundays, one Sunday a month, and from May, June, July, and August, we have free clinics where the players come out, kids can go by 2 in the afternoon, they can be out in the field, learn from the players, get some autographs. So you have a number of events like that where families, no matter what their financial situation is, if they can get to the park, the kids are going to have a great time, and it's not going to cost a lot of money. If in the clinics, for instance, the free clinics.
Free clinics. All right. Well, at that point, I think it's only appropriate we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Let's
do
it.
So here's a chance for everybody to join along with the Boston Pops and Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
So now, coming up in just 10 days, April 8th is going to be opening day. And talk about tradition and things that go on with Americana. As we've mentioned a couple times, we talk about how great it is to have the Boston Pops playing. But opening night at McCoy Stadium is very special.
It's a very special night, and it's going to be April 8th at 7 o'clock against Rochester. And fans coming to the game, you want to get there a little bit early, maybe a little after 6, because it's quite an opening ceremony. We have police and fire from towns all over southeastern Massachusetts. We have the bagpipes. We usually have a state trooper sing the anthem, and we have a flyover. And it really is, it gives you chills, and it really makes you proud to be an American, if you will, and to see these, you know, the flags and the officers and the flyover. It really is, it's a great way to start the season, and we look forward to that opening night. And then that weekend continues with, you know, a homestand, and then we're off and running. So we hope people can, I'll tell you, it's quite an event to see that opening ceremony. It's an opening night. Anyone who's ever been there, it's really a night that you don't forget.
Well, it does make you proud to be an American and part of that. And what a great segue. See the way you set me up? because it's about that seventh inning stretch time. So let's listen now to the Boston Pops and chorus singing God Bless America. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're talking with Mike Gwynn from the Pawtucket Red Sox, getting a lot of inside scoop about what's going on at the park with some of the new additions, the great new board that they're going to have, digital board they're going to have. And, you know, when you say digital board, Mike, I'm thinking of, they used to be kind of grainy where you would see like dots, you know, on the digital board, like a marquee or something. But now, with this new thing, it is like watching a big screen TV, right?
That's what it's going to be like, watching a big screen TV in your family room. So we're excited about that. I think the fans are going to notice right away, because if you enter McCoy Stadium up that main entryway, up to the first level, you're going to be staring right at it as you come for the first time. So I think you're going to notice it right away.
It's going to be great to see all those plays that the umpires never miss. Now, there's a question for you that I didn't tell you I was going to ask you, but I'll put you on the spot. Do you ever do replays of close calls?
I would say this, that we have the replay up there, and we do it for we have good friends from Cox Communications that do our games when the games are done, but we don't really have the, we're set up to do those replays. So I don't think if you're coming to the game and hoping to see a replay to question the umpire, I don't know if you're going to see that, but I think that's sort of the, you know, I think the charm of the Paw Sox game is win or lose, you're going to have a nice night.
Right.
Going to have a fan-friendly experience. You're going to walk out and the youngster you're with and say, boy, Mom or Dad, that was great. Let's do it again. And
and you never know when you're going to see history made.
And history made. I mean, we've had, there's only been four perfect games in the International League in over 100 years. Two of them have been at McCoy. We've had some players that have come to McCoy in the Paw Sox uniform, was going on to greatness, John Lester, Clay Buchholz. Shortly after being with the Paw Sox, pitched no hitters in the big leagues.
Sure.
Of course, Dustin Pedroia wins the most valuable player.
Yeah.
So every year, it's a great experience not only to see the beautiful ballpark and the green grass and on a beautiful night, but it's also, as a Red Sox fan, to see who is that next star.
Yeah, who's the next Fred Lynn
I want to see him at McCoy, so when he goes to Fenway, I can say I saw Jacoby Ellsbury make a great catch in center field at McCoy on the way to Boston. So this year, I think you're going to see some good young players. One of the players that's talked about a lot these days is Casey Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope to see him at some point, you know, whether this year or next year. Only 20 years old, a very impressive young man. He's a pitcher. One of the things about this Red Sox organization in Boston, they really have developed some fine young players, not only as players, but actually people. I mean, some of the best character folks have come along in a long time or in a Red Sox uniform, and we're happy that they're not only the good players, but they're good citizens.
And when they get to the big leagues and then they get to Fenway Park, if it was this time of the game, it would be Sweet Caroline time. So we'll listen to the Pops and their chorus doing Sweet Caroline.
Oh,
right, Mike. We've made it through Sweet Caroline now, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and the Sox are ahead. And so now for all those people that aren't real familiar with baseball, that means they don't have to hit in the ninth inning if they're ahead, right?
That's right.
So we can finish quickly here.
But it's been a great, I feel like I've been at a ball game. I love all the songs we've heard, and the Pops have done a great job. I hope the Paw Sox can do an equally good job during the season, because the Pops always come up with an A-plus effort.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you probably one of the most historical things about the Pawtucket Red Sox, and just about everybody that's a baseball nut knows that the longest professional game ever played was played at McCoy Stadium, right?
That's right. And I'll have to tell you one thing that maybe you don't know that because it's such a well-known story. But at the end of the game, there was 1,700 people in the stadium, approximately 1,700, to start the game. And at the end of the game, at 4 o'clock in the morning, now this game starts 7:30 the evening before, at 4 o'clock in the morning, there were 17 people left in the stadium when the game was called. It was suspended after 32 innings, tied at 2. And Ben Mondo, our owner, rushed down to the office, typed up season pass cards, and went out front as people were exiting the stadium, and he handed every one of the 17 people who walked out at 4 o'clock, the sun was coming up, a season's pass for that season.
Wow, that's a great story. And then the game was finished shortly,
the game was in April. It was finished when the two teams came back in June, and the Paw Sox did win in the bottom of the 33rd. Wade Boggs was on deck. Marty Barrett was on third. Dave Koza knocked him in. And both third basemen in that game ended up being in the Hall of Fame. Cal Ripken played for the Rochester Red Wings in that game, all 33 innings. And Wade Boggs played for the Paw Sox, all 33 innings. And it still, to this day, is the longest game in professional baseball history. So we hope that stands for a long time. And it is at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So if you visit that great venue this summer, go by the Paw Sox room. You can see all the information. Or if you come by McCoy Stadium now in the main concourse, we have a nice display on that game.
A lot of memorabilia.
It's a great, great view for all the folks that like memorabilia.
Excellent, excellent. And, it's interesting, I'm sure, because the way Rhode Island works, those 17 people turned into 17,000.
Oh, well.
17,000 people say they were actually there.
Yeah, so as Ben always says, he's heard from about 10 to 15,000 people who have been there, but that was a great gesture in his part, and just how appreciative he was that 17 people stayed till 4 o'clock in the morning in an April game, and they were rewarded with a season ticket, so that was great.
Well, that's great. Mike, I want to thank you very much for being on Conducting Conversation. It was a little unusual for our audience, but I'm sure they loved it, and we'll have to do it again and maybe get a mid-season update or something like that.
Love to come back, Mike. Always enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you very much. And thanks to the Pawtucket Red Sox for being the great organization they are. And we'll go out, of course, the way we started, this time with Stars and Stripes Forever.
We'll be right back.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.